Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
A gay man who was labelled with a homophobic slur by a work colleague has been awarded €27,000 over being continually harassed in the workplace on the grounds of his sexual orientation. The complainant said that comments were aimed at him on a daily basis and he felt under threat and humiliated. We're going to discuss the decision further now with David Joyce, Equality Officer with ICTU, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. David, good evening.
Hello, Mary.
The complainant in this case, the complainant remains anonymous, but his case involved a lot of harassment. It involved a co-worker name-calling him, saying things like, I better not sit beside him or I'll catch the gayness from him. You would have thought, and maybe it's naive of us to think that, but that everyone at this stage knows this type of behaviour is unacceptable in the workplace and should not be tolerated.
Yeah, it's a very upsetting case, Mary, but I suppose, unfortunately, not too surprising in that, you know, we know that while harassment is defined in the Employment Equality Act as any form of unwanted verbal, nonverbal, physical conduct which has the purpose or effect of violating someone's dignity and creating an intimidating, hostile, you know, degrading, humiliating, offensive environment for that person. And that's prohibited under the Employment Equality Act, but unfortunately it does happen. We did a survey ourselves last November on the issue of sexual harassment, which is a particular type of harassment, I suppose. And you know, some of the findings from that were fairly alarming, and one of them being that up to, you know, one or four in five of respondents didn't even report the unwanted behaviour to their employer, and only one in four of the minority who did report such incidents felt that it was taken seriously and dealt with satisfactorily. So we do have a big issue in workplaces.
And one of the aspects of this case I noticed was that co-workers were using his social media account, which had included photographs of him and his partner, but they were using it against him, laughing and sniggering in his face. And social media, I suppose, is another added ingredient in cases like this.
Yeah, I suppose the extent of the kind of unwanted behaviour from colleagues taking place online kind of points to that as a growing problem in modern workplaces. And of course, employers, you know, have they have the act place an onus on them to prevent harassment in the workplace. And, you know, the employers need to act urgently and proactively to tackle the problem. And I suppose from our survey in November, we drew attention to a code of practice that does exist on this whole issue of sexual harassment and harassment in workplaces. And some of the sort of suggestions it makes for workplaces to become free of harassment.
This man worked as what was called a scheduler for an installation provider. Do some workplaces, I wonder, need to do more to educate their workforce on equality issues? Some workplaces have a bigger mountain to climb.
I think that's a fair assessment, Mary. I suppose really prevention is the best way to minimise harassment in the workplace. An effective policy, you know, a strong commitment to implementing that policy is required. You know, a policy that is linked to a broader policy of promoting equality of opportunity for everyone that comes to work, so that they can all be themselves and, you know, play a role without experiencing harassment or indeed sexual harassment.
What advice, David, do you give to people in the workplace about whether they should call it out when it happens? If I see something going on, something that I believe is wrong, whether that's a homophobic slur or sexual harassment, should I call it out, or do you recommend that people should immediately go through proper channels?
Well, I think, I mean, clearly, if the kind of workplaces we're striving for would label harassment and sexual harassment as something that just isn't acceptable in modern workplaces. So it's about, I suppose, creating a culture where you know, any hint of that kind of behavior happening is immediately stamped upon, and people are made aware that it's not acceptable and that if the behavior continues, you know, there will be consequences to it. So, but an organization has to show that commitment publicly, you know, by having the policy, educating all of their employees, their managers, etc., that it exists, and outlining sort of the procedures in there that need to be followed once an issue arises.
Needs to be top down, though, doesn't it? So that if somebody on the shop floor, let's say, is suffering in this way, they know that it's a supportive environment and that they will be supported, that they're not afraid that they, in fact, will be the one that's isolated and perhaps ending up losing their job if this happens.
Absolutely. I mean, it does need real leadership in the workplace. But of course, like most workplace policies, any policies that are, you know, negotiated and agreed between employers and, you know, their representative organization, the trade unions, etc., really develops ownership amongst everyone in the workplace to ensure that policy becomes a reality for people working
and
there.
And when it's broken, I see a fine here of 27,000 or an award of 27,000. Is it enough? Because that is the one way, if there is a culture that needs to be broken or tackled, a serious fines, serious awards against employers. I mean, that is a way of implementing change.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it makes it to the Workplace Relations Commission, you know, obviously a very serious issue which has arisen and hasn't been able to be solved in the workplace. So clearly, sanctions need to be dissuasive so that employers who find themselves in that situation, you know, are exposed and as, you know, a workplace that hasn't taken this issue seriously, and then perhaps that other employers would look at them and go, well, I don't want to find myself in that situation. It's in my interest to do this properly, you know.
David Joyce, Quality Officer with ICTU. Thank you very much.